friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time.
In this season, we will be talking about walking while we are waiting. We are so glad you have joined us at the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. In season two, we are exploring and discovering how we can wait on God, but still walk in step with Him. As Christy and I were just talking this week, we both laughed and cried as we pondered what this looks like in real life. And Christy reminded me that some days we just need to get out of bed and put our shoes on and tie them and start the day. And there have been several days through this journey after surgery where I was hurting, Chris, hurting, and the pain was real, and I was in bed, and especially in the mornings, I knew as soon as I woke up that the pain was going to be throbbing, and it was a choice for me to stay very still, because if I was still and I didn't move, I didn't feel the pain. But the moment I got up and started moving, oh, the pain hurt so bad. But that's the choice we all live with every day. What are we going to do as we start our day? And for me, like getting up out of bed, maybe taking the pain medicine for that morning, putting my shoes on, getting going, it's amazing how your perspective changes. And part of that is just engaging with God, engaging with His Word, being honest about this pain is real and I need your help. And He's there.
He's there.
And He helps. And so as we continue season two, and this is episode two, we just want to encourage you about how we can walk with God and we can wait with joy.
That's right. That's right. And I love that you mentioned that it's a choice. Yeah. I think many times and in many situations, we all do it, but we can wake up in the morning and we are just paralyzed by the situation that we find ourselves in. And instead of asking God to help us, start the day with me, God, I need you to help me get through this, we can focus on the circumstance.
That's right.
And what you did this week and what you're talking about is that it's a choice and we choose today who's going to lead, guide, and direct us throughout the
day. Right.
So we're choosing to walk while we wait and walk with wait with joy and walk with joy.
Yes.
And today we have a very special friend of ours, Carrie Calhoun, that's joining us at the table.
Hey,
yes,
Carrie.
Thank you.
So
it's
glad.
An honor to be here.
Oh, well, we're so glad you're here. Carrie Calhoun grew up in the beautiful city of Somerville, South Carolina, and currently resides in Charleston, South Carolina. She is a graduate of Anderson University, where she studied interior design. Carrie is the co-owner of Design Refined, where she brings a wealth of experience and talent to each of her jobs. Mm. And her ability to listen to her clients and to build a deep trust with them allows her to be successful in planning their interior spaces. In 2018, Carrie opened the Charleston School of Interior Design, where she has established a 9-course interior design program to prepare the next generation of interior designers.
Wow.
Carrie has been teaching design courses for 18 years and treasures her time with her students. And there's no greater joy for Carrie than to share her knowledge and experience with future designers. She also is the mother of two. Anderson is 20 and he's at CSU. studying aeronautical science.
About to graduate.
Graduates in May, yes.
Yes, and then Madison is 17, and she's graduating from Northwood Academy this year and plans to pursue nursing. And what a treasure for you to be able to say that both of your children are serving the Lord.
Yes, yes, very thankful. Greatest job I have ever been entrusted to, and so thankful for that.
Yeah, that is amazing. And I, again, met Carrie through Bible study a couple years ago, and it has just been a joy to watch God move in your life over the last few years. And when I think of you, I think of somebody that is full of joy, the joy of the Lord. And I'm just thankful to call you friend, and we are so thankful to have you here today.
Yes. Well, welcome. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here, and the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, right. Yes, it is. It's evident. Well, you have shared that you love the word refined, and I believe that that is one of the things we all are learning as we wait. Even in the difficult seasons. And that's the process I think we're all on. And I think refining starts from the inside out. And it always doesn't feel like refinement. But I think maybe that's what the process that's going on is, what's happening. And so I know you're going to give us a little background, but the name of your residential business is Design Refined. So we were just hoping you could take some time and tell us what it is that you do, where that name came about, and why you're so passionate about the things that you are.
Okay. So there was a point in my life where I wanted to get back. My kids were in school full time, and I stayed at home with them while they were little, and I wanted to get back out there, but I wanted to help people refine their spaces. Because I feel like your environment really affects you, not only physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And I wanted to go into someone's home and take what they've already invested in and just make it a little bit better. Because not everybody can hire a professional interior designer. And I just had a heart for helping everyone just let me take what you already have and then rearrange it, and it may change the entire atmosphere.
I love that.
So that's kind of how Design Refined came about. But I want to paint a picture of a not so fun time. And it was shortly after I had started that business that I found my marriage quickly unraveling. Been married 20 years, and I was faced with having to make hard decisions and decide what I was going to accept and what I couldn't accept. And I decided that, you know, I wanted to seek counsel and walk through a really hard, messy time. Things that come with the messiness of divorce are hard things to deal with. I had stayed home for so long that I was faced with having to go back to work full time and, you know, get benefits and that kind of thing. I was faced with, one, the brokenness of a family. That's hard. That's messy. That's hurtful. Friendships that didn't last. And that was for both sides. That wasn't just me. People that remained close, people that chose sides. It's hurtful. It's hard. Navigating the children. At the time, I had one in middle school and one in high school. And just assuring them that God was going to take us from this to that. I didn't know what that was, but I trusted a God that was going to get us through it. And so I just kept reassuring my children, we will get through this. And then the bitterness that tries to take root in your heart because you're so broken, you're so hurt. And then embarrassment. I was really embarrassed because we were a Christian family. We knew better. How did this happen? Where did we go wrong? And Christy met me at my worst, at my lowest. And I will forever be thankful for that small group.
Me too.
And me too. They stepped in when I didn't know what was going to happen. People that had been journeying with me 20 years, these new people, this new group stepped up and they just uplifted me. They held me. They prayed for me. It was amazing. But so in this messiness, in this hurtfulness, the enemy likes to keep record and torment us with the feelings of guilt and shame and condemnation and a series of other awful feelings. He loves to keep the past thrown in our face to keep us from feeling God's love and grace. And even if it's something that we can't, something that we didn't control, he'll try to make us feel like it was our fault. So again, faced with what am I going to do? How am I going to get through all of this? And it reminds me of the story, Jacob in Genesis 28, wow, where he's leaving because he and Esau are having conflict, and he's on a journey, and he finds himself in a place where it's a hard, rocky patch, but he picks up a rock to lay down on this hard stone. But that is where he encountered God. And it just reminds me, in our hard places, and we don't want to be there, it doesn't feel good. And some days it would be easier for me to crawl under a rock and just say, Jesus, take me now. I can't do this. But yet for God. And so he shows up and he helps us. And so in my brokenness and my weakness, and he started to do a work in me. And I went through a divorce recovery course. I did small group. I started to pray. Not that I didn't pray before, but I mean, I really would just plead for God to show me, to give me the wisdom. I was in the midst of having to buy a house for the first time on my own. I was having to make decisions for the children. I was having to get this new job. Like, oh my goodness, this technology, all this new stuff. So the things that I feel like he taught me through prayer, mm-hmm, through worship,
right,
in my messiness, I sought wise counsel, godly counsel, because it's okay to not be okay.
That's right.
Seek the help. It's okay. And then my daughter Madison had asked me to read through the Bible with her one year. And so every day, and we just did it on our own. And then we kind of just check with each other. And that was so great. I loved that. It was really great. And I appreciate her doing that. So it's not a pleasant place to be. Like I said, it's not fun. But if you can be still and you can wait on the word from the Lord, he will carry you in those tough moments. And
I have seen you walk that out. Yes, you're vulnerable, and thank you for sharing like your vulnerable story with us, but I see God's hand all over you. I see the joy of the Lord in you when you speak, when you worship, when you're sharing who God is to you and to others. I see it all over you. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And he's no respecter of people. If he did it for me, he will do it for you.
That's
my message.
Absolutely. Yeah. And isn't it so true that we grow and God teaches us and we're maybe open to hear what he's saying to us when we're hurting?
Absolutely.
And broken and in the messy places? He has the freedom to do what he wants to do, and we just, God, I need you.
Help so me. True. I heard something this week. Somebody was sharing a small group's scenario, and it was kind of the same thing. Like a group of people had come to a new church, a new small group time, and they had two stories they could bring to the table. They could bring the story that, sounds good, or they could bring their real story. And I'm so thankful that God allowed a place when we met Carrie, that group was one of those safe places,
it was.
We were able
Absolutely.
To bring the real story And it wasn't just you going through a difficult season. It mm-hmm. was everybody was yes. going through a difficult season.
Yes.
And it was just honesty. Like, it was bringing the true story to the feet of Jesus. Yeah. And then we could pray for each other and hurt with each other and love and see God at work and through the waiting. Like, that was years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're able to see, wow, look what yeah. God did. Look what he's doing. And he's not finished yet.
He is not finished yet.
So that is what's so exciting.
That's right. It is exciting.
Yeah. Well, I know you were painting a picture for us of where you found yourself. But then what?
Yeah. So I found this incredible, wonderful job that I do full time. And it's my benefits. And I work for an architectural engineer firm here in Somerville. Wow. And I do my design refine on the side in my school. I have a couple instructors that teach for me now. So I'm wow. kind of in the background running that school. The Lord has blessed us, my home, my children. I've been able to provide, keep them in private school, get one almost all the way through college, mm. one on the way to college. It just,
wow.
I know it's just, and if, I mean, it's just, wow. Only God, only God could do that. And he just has such favor, and he loves us so much that he cares for us.
Yes.
And I can share this story today without boohoo crying. But a few years ago, and even in the beginning of this journey, I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
One, I think the embarrassment, and then two, just I would just break down and cry. But now I want to share it Amen. With everyone, because, you know, he is with me in the valley. He is with me on the mountaintop. And, you know, we're going to defeat the enemy
That's right.
by the
That's
blood right. of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
And so this will be for his
That's
glory.
Right. That's right. Well, we agree and are believing that for sure. Well, when we get back, we are going to continue to talk about walking and waiting and walking with joy, Carrie. So thank you for being a living example of what joy looks like.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. My name is Adriana. I produce and edit this podcast. I just want to let you know, Walking with Kelly and Christy is an independent podcast. That means it thrives and grows on your support. So please continue to interact with the podcast, follow it, share it with all of those around you. It really is the best way for us to grow. Thank you for your continued support and helping us reach new audiences. And remember, keep walking.
Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. And we are talking today with our friend Carrie about walking with joy and waiting with joy. And we were just talking at the break that, you know, it's not easy all the time.
No.
And I shared in the beginning how I felt paralyzed physically by the pain on some of those days. But you know, the pain is not always physical.
Right.
It's emotional, or, you know, even spiritual. Just, God, where are you? I need you. And that's what we're learning to walk through. And it's a choice. And Carrie was just sharing how, you know, she would come home from work and there would be tears, and a neighbor would call and say, "You can do this. You're strong enough. You can do this." And I know for me, Christy or my mom or friends at work would encourage me, "You can do
That's
it.
Right.
It's going to get better." And, you know, this week we will turn everything on as far as the brain stimulator and we'll get to see it. And
That's
we're
right.
believing that there will be great physical results
so
from
true.
All of this.
So true. And we didn't, you didn't just go through this just
That's
to
right.
be walking in the middle of it.
That's
like
right.
you made the decision, I'm going all in. We're going to just walk through this with everything we have in us, but we're not expecting just 50% healing. We're expecting this to be turned on, and God's going to, whatever he, however he chooses to use this, it's going to be 100% for what his will is for this situation. So Carrie, just like you, we were just reminded that in the middle of the situation, the middle of the circumstance, it's hard to feel like, okay, there's a refining going on. And that's just what I am reminded of, the refiner's fire. Like, just, we are all in a fire. But what happens when we are going through a fire? What do y'all think of when you think of the refiner's fire?
Well, for me, I was in survival mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every day, and my mother would remind me, today, just put one foot in front of the other. And so I love that this is walking with Kelly and Christy, because that's what you're doing. You're taking one step at a time.
That's right.
And so in the midst of that, you are doing the things like prayer and worship and Bible study and just waiting on the Lord. But in those moments, if you're still, he will lead you.
Yeah.
So you just keep walking. And he's got you. He sees us. He hears us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So just trusting him. And through that, I'm thankful. You know, one of the things I had to do was forgiveness. And I had to forgive, sometimes daily, sometimes hourly. But learning to forgive and extend grace, because much grace has been given to me. And so just the healing process, and not the physical healing for me as much as it is for you right now, Kelly, emotionally healing. And people out there struggling with, you know, mental struggles, spiritual struggles. It's real. We know it's real. But that's why we tell our story.
And that's why we come to the table with each other.
I just wanted to read some. It says, a refiner's fire melts down a metal such as gold or silver for purification purposes. Once a metal is in its melted down state, the dross in the metal rises to the top and is then removed from the metal before it cools. And I just, that is such a beautiful picture of what God is doing. He's removing the impurities. He's removing, you talked about forgiveness, unforgiveness. I know that I have struggled with unforgiveness for myself. Like, I have received forgiveness from God. And like you said, grace has abounded much. I'm able to give grace because God has given so much grace. But the enemy does like to throw things back at us. Even after we feel like we've dealt with certain things, he will try to bring things back into our life and into our mind. And no, you've already said it. We are not going to give the enemy a place for that, because God has got something bigger, something better through the difficult circumstances that we've been through. Anybody have any closing comment?
I just want to say that in the midst of your hurt, or your messiness, or your brokenness, or wherever you may find yourself, you can't see the end.
That's right.
But you've got to trust the process, and you've got to trust the Lord to get you there. So when I talked about telling my kids in the beginning that here we are, and I would take my hands, and in my left hand, I'd say, this is where we are. And then I hold my right hand up and I'd say, but God's going to get us to that. Mm. I don't know what that is, but he's going to take us from this to that. And he has been faithful to do it.
That's so good. So good. Okay, I have one more story about the garden. Because I planted peanuts, I think 130, 140 days ago. And this week, I was talking to Kelly on the phone. I was like, I'm making a video because I cannot believe what I am pulling up out of the ground. And she was like, what? What? I don't even know if you knew I planted peanuts.
No, I didn't.
But I'm pulling up these handful of peanuts. The peanuts are growing under the ground. So, yes, you see the green, you know, you plant them, little green leaves start coming up. But then there's something going on underneath the soil. And as I was pulling them up this week, and I was just like, oh my gosh, one little seed made all of these peanuts. I was just overwhelmed with just God's goodness at the provision and the, you know, just taking care of us. And I was reminded that that's what's going on too in the middle, from the left hand to the right, you know, like from this to that.
Yeah.
Like God is doing something yes. that we cannot even see. So yes, let's
and,
be encouraged.
And just he's doing something in the dark.
Yes, in the dark.
Under the ground.
Yes.
The seeds were planted. And 140 days later, you come back and you have...
It's multiplied.
Peanuts.
It's crazy.
That's right.
It's crazy.
That's right.
Just yeah. a reminder that we don't always see the big picture. But
true.
If we trust God, if we... are in his word and believe his word is alive and active in us. He's working.
He's working.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
Good. Well, every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And this week we'd like to leave you with a home decor assignment. Carrie, when I think of you, I think of... just beauty. I've been to your house and I feel like things are moved around every time I come. And maybe you haven't bought anything new, but you've moved them around.
I probably have.
And you always have a table set. And I was reminded this week, and I'm hoping that you, our listeners, will be reminded as well. If you would make it a priority this week to set your table before your evening meal. Maybe you're in the habit of doing that and that's nothing new, but it doesn't have to be extravagant. Maybe that's what you feel like doing this week, but maybe you're already in the habit of doing this, but we believe that while we wait with anticipation, even if it's just dinner, that God will be honored and it'll be a reminder to each of us that he is working in ways we can't see or feel yet, but we can set the table and be ready to sit and visit with him and those we love at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Carrie, do you have anything to say about setting the table?
I absolutely love that. You know I love that. And that's just a time. And that's why I love that you say coming to your table here in the studio. And I'm so honored to be here today. But coming to the table, even if it's just you and the Lord, mm-hmm. or it's your family, and it's a download time. It's time to find out, how is your day? We're all running in a million directions, and we're all busy, and our calendars are full. But come to the table and download with the people that you love the most.
That's so good. Love that. Well, until next time, keep walking.
Rooted Studio.